Thank you, sir. Okay, good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, special meeting of 8 o'clock meeting. It's now 8:14 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm calling this meeting to order. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK, listener member?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK staff member? Can't hear you, John. Gary Boast, Cerebral Radio, he requested an excused absence. Adrian Casanave, listener member, KPFD?
Present.
Adrian is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate?
Present.
Robin is present. Chris Corey, listener member, KPFA?
Here.
Okay, it's here. Thank you. Bill Crozier is here. Joseph Davis, staff, KPFT?
Here in Houston.
Joseph is here. Catherine Davis, staff, WBAI?
Here.
Catherine is here. Benito Diaz, listener member, WPFW?
Present.
Benito's here. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK?
I'm here.
Jan is here. William Heerwagon, listener representative, WBAI?
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA?
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, listener representative, WBAI?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, staff representative, WPFW? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK?
Hazir.
Mansoor's here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW?
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI?
Present.
Okay, Alex is present. Carol Travis, listener representative, KPFA? Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA? Can't hear you, Tom. Muscula, Washington, listener representative, WPFW? Andrea Muscula. Maxie Jackson?
Are you present?
Maxie is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian? Andrea John. Larry Dankner, interim CFO? Andrea Larry. Let me go back. Didn't hear Jonathan Alexander or Dwayne Lark, or Tony Leon, or Carol Travis, or Tom Voorhees, or Muscula Washington. Are any of you here? Also didn't hear John Tatum. You want to count? We have 15 directors present, so we have quorum. Might be muted, Nancy.
Okay, we got a request for an excused absence from Gary Boast. And did I see anybody else? I don't think I saw anyone else. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Do I have a motion to excuse the absence of Gary Boast?
Jan Goodman, so moved.
Okay. For a second?
Answer seconds.
Any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, the absence of Gary Boast from tonight's meeting is excused. Timekeeper, volunteer, one for the items and one for the speakers, please.
I can do both of them up to 7 o'clock. And after that, I'm working at this station, so I can do it.
Okay, that is...
Eastern
time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay,
it says 30 seconds notice and 15 and 10 and time.
Yes.
And you would mention the categories time as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Tom just came in.
Okay, great. Please mark Tom present.
Okay, I got you, Tom.
Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah, back there.
Okay. So we're ready to go then with the first item, which is discussion of the current delegate elections. And so this was a meeting called by the directors, Benito Diaz, Adriana Casanave, and William Harrelag and Dwayne Lark. Okay.
Not Adriana.
Pursuant to Article 6, Section 2, which I will remind the members, Article 6, Section 2 is special meetings. Okay. Okay. So would William or Dwayne's not here. William, you have the floor to open up the discussion.
Okay. Is that in 90 seconds or is that more? I don't know this one.
So we'll be doing 90 seconds. Oh, the whole item will go until...
9 p.m.?
Well, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take the first item on the agenda of the second meeting. We're just going to stay on the call. So that's 40 minutes. 39 minutes for this item. 39 minutes for this item. And we have a time certain of 9 o'clock, and each speaker will get 90 seconds. William, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Unless anybody has specific questions in mind right now, I think a place to start could be, Adriana sent 7 or 8 questions through the executive director to the NES, and maybe we just, I don't know that we're going to get answers, but just, you know, explore the issues by letting Adriana read them, and I think each one should be 90 seconds. You can't be expected to do all 8 questions in 90 seconds. And anybody respond. So that's my suggestion, unless someone has specific questions they want to ask beside those.
All right.
And then my follow-up would be that if somebody has access to the questions that were, if we have time left, the questions that were already answered on somewhere on PNB elections or something, I haven't had a chance to look at them. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
So do you want to read each question and then read the answer that's on the election website? Is that what you're saying?
No. That would be after Adriana's recent 7 or 8 questions that she sent.
Oh, there's some additional questions that were answered on the website, is what you're saying.
No, no, they have not been answered. It's just a topic to be discussed. This is a discussion. It's not a question and answer session necessarily because we don't have the person that could answer it here. So we're
I'm
just
acting
discussing.
To the set.
Okay. So, Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, Adriana does have answers from the NES to the question she posed. So even though the NES is not on the call, she did respond, and I believe Adriana has access to those answers. If you don't, I do, and I can read them on your behalf if you'd like.
Yes, we'll be perfect if you read it, Maxie. You read the question and the answer, please.
No problem. Is that okay for me to do
that? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me pull them up. Let me do so.
So I don't need to time this. Am I right, Chair?
So this is a long list of questions and answers. So, right.
It'll be pretty brief. It's eight questions. So I don't think it'll take very long, maybe 15, 20 minutes. I'll run through them real quick.
When we do the follow-up. So this is part of the item, but when we do the follow-up, we'll go back to 90 seconds for each.
Okay,
speaker.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
So question number one is who designed the ballot? The answer, honest ballot, is the paper, and simply voting is the e-ballot. The second question is because the public has the right to witness the electoral count, where and when will the opening of the ballots take place? The response, the public may view the opening of a few ballots at Honest Ballots office. Please understand that the majority of the ballots are e-ballots. This will be subject to their office hours and is open to only a few people at a time as it is an office setting. Question number three, how will the ballots be posted for members to verify that their vote was counted as intended? Answer, each e-ballot has a PDF associated to it. Every person has a copy of their own vote associated to the elector ID. If one needed to track down their vote, it would be via the elector ID and directly through Honest Ballot, simply voting as no Pacifica Foundation staff or contracted election staff has access to the ballots. Question number four, how will the voting be confidential? As stated on the ballot and required by law, if the ballots are signed and the voter's name is printed on the same page and the voter's address is printed on the back, the answer is it is confidential as it is via Honest Ballot. No one at Pacifica will know how any member voted. If anything needs to go to court questioning, Honest Ballot will testify to this. Question number five, who will be in possession of the physical ballots to keep it for at least 3 years as required by law? Answer, I believe Honest Ballot. Let me confirm this. Number six, why does the PNB not receive weekly updates on the progress toward the electoral quorum at all stations? Obviously, Grace Aaron received an update on February 15th because she was very kind to forward it to the audit committee members. Very kind in quotations. The PNB did not receive the update, or maybe I was not included in it as it happened before. The answer is I have been giving weekly updates. And a side note, I can verify that she has. The question is where would I provide those if they're not asked for? And I think whenever I've been asked to give percentages, I have. But we've been communicating those percentages to the stations themselves. Not the PNB. Number seven, why is the schedule of the candidates' carts that air on the station not published? The information was requested several times to no avail. The answer? Because I only recently received them from station managers. Then referring to schedule. Last question, number eight. Estimated cost of the 2018 elections, how much has been paid so far? So this is a bit of a complex answer. She's got a bit of a chart here. The NES fees equate to $48,250. That's fees for the first, second, and third NESs. The LES fees equate to $52,585. The ballot house fees, $45,000. And miscellaneous fees, $1,000. The total is $146,835. I could confirm that the estimate, when it's all said and done, will be close to $200,000 when we're done with the election process. That is the end of her responses to our Adriana's questions.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes, obviously, are various things here that are really, really wrong. I believe that that is one of the big problems that we are having. That's why I was asking this question, because members are asking me this question, and we didn't have any answer. How could it be that the design of the ballot went through honest ballot? And when they are saying that the public will witness depending on the hours, the question is where and when will the opening of the ballot take place? I mean, we would tell people, okay, hang around there and wait when they decide to open ballots. You know, we have a contract with these people. I want Maxi maybe answer, because he knows the contract. I never saw the contract. How could it be that we always have the possession of the ballot because the ballots are being paid, the election is being paid by the foundation? We always have possession of the ballot, means that if we need to do a recount like happened in 2016, because obviously the system that the company used wasn't the right one, we could do a recount. It means that now that will not be possible. And how could it be that our information, all the information that belongs to Pacifica, the membership, with their address, with our address, with everything, is in possession of a different company.
Fine. Yeah, well, yeah.
And the last thing with the cost, I don't see here a bunch of other costs.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. That was time. You want to get back on the stack?
Yeah, this is William. Adriana, I'd like to respond to some of that and then get back to what other questions or issues.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Regarding the ballot design, it seems that it's designed quite peculiarly in light of the fact that in the past, and I hope it should happen again, of everybody, or that has been available to everybody, some kind of issuance. I think it might have at some point come on CDs and other times been on websites. You've got pictures of all the ballots, so, you know, people could see them. Rather than just one person being able to check their own, that's a little bit different than we've done in the past. So that's just a comment. And then the other thing about the opening of the ballots, in some prior election, not too long ago, within the last 5 years, there was a similar ballot opening and scanning somewhere also in Long Island. This one might be Queens, might be closer for some of us New Yorkers, that I went to and other people went to and witnessed the opening, so we should have the not only the name of the place, but the exact address and the exact times that we'd be able to observe this. Thank you.
Maxi to the stat.
Maxi, go ahead.
Yeah, as I suggested when Adriana first spoke, if there are, I don't know if it was then, but at the beginning of the call, if there are any action items that the committee or the members of this call would like me to pursue relative to the elections, please shoot me an email, and I will do my best to have to work with the NES and the ballot companies to determine how best to proceed. I can imagine we'd be able to make the obviously the address of the ballot company available and the times that people can do that. We can make that process known in advance so that people who want to witness it can. And of course, if it's necessary for me to be present, then we can do that as well, or a member of the board for the opening if that makes sense. We can make it happen. But the bottom line is just let me know what action steps you'd like me to take, and I'll certainly work with the NES to accommodate.
Bill for the stack.
Bill, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I'm still a bit concerned about not reaching quorum at several of the stations yet, and we only have a few days left. There's only, what, five days left, I believe, for people to vote, and if we have to extend the elections, it's going to cost quite a bit more. Now, I realize most of our stations are in Fund Drive, but I know at KPFT, at least, I'm not hearing any announcements. No promos, no candidate cards, nothing since the Fund Drive started, and that, you know, people are asking me if the election's still going on. I don't know if that's the case at other stations, but that's one issue. And the second is I hope that you'll be able to get Maxie all the address corrections and snail mail, email, everything to help update the listener or the member databases before we start on the next election. I think Renee had indicated that she would provide that information when she gets through. That was one of the questions she answered online. And for people listening, yeah, you know, to this on the stream, just to let people know, if you go to elections.pacifica.org, it's the main election webpage, on the right sidebar, there's a link to the NES responses to the election questions. That's where you can find her responses.
10 seconds.
Maxie to the stack.
Okay. Is that Maxie? Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to respond to some of Bill's statements. I want to just run down the percentages of voting that is in at this present state. I got this report about an hour before our meeting today. So I will point out that KPFK's listener voting is only at 5.8%. It is the singular station that we are concerned that we will not reach quorum. But KPFT has reached quorum both for the listeners and staff at 10.6% and 37.2% respectively. WPFW has reached quorum for listeners and staff. We know the listener situation, we had a lack of candidates, so it was just voted in. But staff percentage is at 26.6%. 25% is the threshold for staff, 10% for listeners. BAI is at 23.8% staff. They are right up against the staff requirement for quorum. The listeners is at 9.2%. So we strongly believe that they'll reach quorum in both counts before the date. There's usually a surge at the beginning and at the end of the election process. And so the belief is that BAI will reach quorum. I mentioned KPFT has reached quorum in both counts. KPFK is at 19.5 in its staff. We're still looking for them to get a late surge to reach at least the staff quorum. But again, the listeners, that is a serious concern. In terms of KPFA, staff count is at 37.8%, so they have reached quorum in terms of staff. The issue is with the listeners. They are at 8.7%. So we, again, feel like they'll reach quorum as well. So the only station that is, in our minds, in doubt is KPFK or its listeners. I think we feel like staff will be reached at all the stations.
What was the percentage for KPFK listeners?
5.8%.
Can I be put on the stack, Jan?
Yes. We'd like to be on stack as well.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Maxie.
You're welcome.
Jan.
Thank you.
Okay, Jan, then Mansoor, then Adriana. Dan, you have the floor.
Okay. Obviously, the numbers in Los Angeles really concern me, and I would like to request once more that we do something more than just have an announcement that there are elections and how to get your ballots at the top of the hour. At this point, we need to have programming that give people motivation to vote. You know, it could be interviews, it could be discussions about, you know, why KPFK has elections and how it's part of the democratic process, and if people like, you know, this kind of a station, that they need to participate in this voting, that it's just like, you know, every other democracy. If you use it, you lose it, and we're going to lose our station. You know, there needs to be real discussion that's motivating during the day, and we just need to take some time out of the fund drive and extend the fund drive for however many extra hours that we take. But, you know, it can't just be ignored and just put a little, you know, it's nice having an announcement, but it's not a motivating announcement. So people, it's just like, here's how to get your ballot if you want a ballot.
10 seconds.
Thank you. So what can you do, Maxie, to make that happen?
And we meet. This is Maxie. We meet with the.
Go ahead.
We meet with the GMs, the PDs, the business managers on a weekly basis, and continue to impress upon them the importance of reaching quorum. I can do a deeper dive into the tactics being used at KPFK. And why they are lagging behind. The NES told me that historically, LA struggles reaching quorum with its listeners. So this is nothing new. And it, maybe it has something to do with LA lifestyle. I don't know. But the bottom line is it has been a traditional trouble spot in terms of reaching quorum. So let me look into that a little deeper. I think you've raised some ideas that certainly are worth considering. All I can tell you is we've done a few initiatives, top of the hour, appeals. We've done, recorded debates. There has been public, you know, sort of public service announcements on the air. And
the debates haven't been on.
I'm sorry? The debates have not been on?
They have not been on.
Well,
I'll look on the internet.
I'll look into it. I'm not sure the debates have been on. All the stations are not. I don't believe KPFA did the debates on air, but I can double check on that.
Fine.
I have 10 seconds left. I just want to say that I don't think it's the lifestyle of KPFA. It's the lifestyle of the radio station management that doesn't promote the election. And that has been a tradition. If you don't promote it, then nobody's going to do it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mansoor, you have a floor.
Thank you, and I'm going to time myself. Two things. As NES has reported that she had received some emails and phone calls from our listeners to expressing how they despise the election and they will not participate. And unfortunately, I get them here at night, too, when I'm working, and I have received a few phone calls from our actually subscribers and donors, that they said, you know, hell with this thing. Anyways, that said, I've been promoting the staff in the hallways of KPFK to participate and vote, and I'm planning to put flyers on the walls and in the master control room to do so. So hopefully by March 5th, the staff would be reaching the quorum in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I have a, you know, I know that nobody paid that much attention to our bylaws. But Article 4, Section 3 of the bylaws, the ballot shall be counted by the single transferable voting method. All ballots related to the election and the removal of any and all delegates shall be filed with the Foundation Secretary and maintained with the corporate records for a period of 3 years. It means that because the way that the ballots were designed, that obviously the one that have the ballots can read everything, because before you can detach, you can reattach. Madam Chair, can you ask people to please mute, because it's not my phone? You can see who are making the noises, right?
If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phone?
It means that the way that this is being designed, wrongly designed, these ballots, obviously in order to do what the bylaw is ordered us to do, Bill Kosher will have in his hands who and how, it's a total, he's a secretary. He will keep the ballots, knowing how all of us vote, when obviously we were said that the vote is secret. And the second thing is, how could it be that we always, the national election the local election supervisors, were the one that made the rotating schedule cards for the station to be filled? Please, Madam Chair, can you do anything? Now, this is a joke.
Adriana, keep going. We can hear you fine.
Yes, but I can hear the noises in the middle, Madam Chair.
Adriana, you might want to talk just a little softer, because you're a bit distorted. Just a little softer.
Okay. Yes, and if everybody mute, will be much better. What I'm saying is, the schedule of the cards were never on the hands of the general manager that can play their own politics. I can show you the disaster that is at KPFD. But now the answer is, the National Election Supervisor is just receiving from the general manager the schedule? It's not up to the general manager. They said, no, they shouldn't be intervening at all in the election. I know that nobody cares, and this is, you know, we are spending the money that we don't have in an election that is, you know, totally unfair and disenfranchising people. I can prove, and we will do it at some point in time, so that people have 2 or 3 ballots and they vote in different stations and with 2 or 3 ballots, the same people. But, you know, this is ridiculous. The National Election Supervisor is telling us, well, you know, she's not involved in that. It's up to the general managers. I mean, we are not the professionals here that conduct this election. We are spending more than $200,000, and we don't have an election that we can even set that is fair, that comply with our bylaws. And we care, and we say, oh, why the listeners are not voting? That's why, because they know that this is a shame. This is not a real election. This is not a real vote, but the problem is we are spending the money that belongs to the foundation that we don't have in an election that is really not a real election. Really, 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 I'm really, really sorry, and I hope that people understand what's going on.
Okay, all right, thank you.
William? Regarding KPFK listener election, I heard some kind of comment that made me think that enough effort couldn't be done or wouldn't be done because they're in fund drive. Is that true, that the fund drive and the election promotion are in competition, or is the fund drive over? Or?
Max, it's in the stack to reply.
Okay, are you done? Can Maxie answer your question, or you have something else?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, others may be able to respond to this as well from a station-by-station basis, but I can tell you that we had a very adamant response from the program directors and the station managers, but primarily the station managers, that the elections are not nearly as important as their pledge drives. and that the last thing they wanted to do was preempt pledge opportunities to promote an election. So that was articulated out loud. But despite that, we believe that a lot of effort has been put in by each station, its program directors, its station managers, and others, to, and especially the NES and the local election supervisors, to do all they can to promote the election process as best they can, considering the challenges. The other issue is that every one of our stations is struggling in their pledge drive. So we're down in all phases, whether it's listenership, whether it's pledging, whether it's revenue generation, and the election process. Everything is down compared to what people's expectations were and what the goals previously set or the thresholds for quorum might be. I say all that to say that this is not unique. But understand, the stations are trying to be able to make payroll, they're trying to pay their expenses, and you can understand why an election is a tough sell for them, because they're trying to deal with the day-to-day basis radio station operations. I'm not giving you an excuse by any stretch of imagination, but that's just the reality of how
that's a point of personal privilege, Madam Chair, before you
can.
Madam Chair, we are receiving email and text for listeners saying that the streaming is unstable and we drop out. Can we do anything to make our listeners really to hear when the few times that we are talking honestly?
Point of order, ma'am.